Talked about things like the web page that needs to be changed due to trademark reasons. We talked about logo and communication. We talked about general layout of applications, stuff like that. But all of it is very tentative, so it will need to be refined during the coming weeks. And there, we also set up a really simple time plan for when certain things need to be done. There are certain things that need to be done today, or rather yesterday. And then there are certain things that need to be done today, and then tomorrow, and then in 5 minutes, etc. So it was a good talk, and it was a little bit weird. That was all.
I was part of the FFA session as
louder.
Even louder. Okay, my voice is almost gone, but yes. So for the FLA session, we had a nice discussion what the FLA is, that we have two versions, that it's not so easy to change it and so on. One interesting thing we learned is that we should all be updating the authors files more, because that might be a good thing for the legal department. So please add yourself and the KDEV to the copyright headers if that applies to you, if you have signed the FLA. I think it was actually a really fun session considering the rather dry nature of the topic. So it was nice. And we should. Oh yeah. So we do have FLAs for you to sign in the team room thing. So then we also had the books. Valerie, I just saw her after us. Cool.
The books, Bob, was scheduled right now, and obviously it can't be, so I would have to reschedule it. I was hoping to have it right after Frameworks.
It's a 5, yeah. Books has not yet happened. Albert, internationalization, localization?
Yes.
So we had both about translations. There's some things that want to explore the possibility of using web tools for translating. We declared the requirements that need to happen, which is not breaking the workflow we have. And then they are going to explore if they can come up with something that makes both workflows work. And that was pretty much it.
Franklin, you had a teaching cute with KDE setting. Yeah, I didn't mention
one. Okay, I started with Spoke because I had this idea 1 year ago after SES Academy. And I wish to come out with a course, maybe in the university, to teach students Qt, but with KDE patients. So we discussed something about maybe finding some junior jobs as a start to teach students how to trace KDE's code, how to build KDE's development environment. And then maybe after midterm, we can find some KDE projects that need somebody to maintain, we need somebody to join the development. So if this course is coming out, we may need your help to tell us what kind of project we can do, we can join into this course. And actually, I hope also people they provide some material for Qt programming, but I hope to let this course not only Qt but connect to KDE more. So that's why I started this. And, I have a note. Actually, I started that last year, and finally today we updated it again. Okay, so if you are interested in that, maybe we can have another mailing list to describe this, because we feel that KDE development maybe too wide to display this.
Okay, that's all. Okay, thank you. Miriam had a performance session this year round, and it is Sado next Wikipedia, so we can streamline the whole thing.
Yeah, I essentially presented the tools I use myself. I was expecting some questions or people coming to me with, this is slow, can you help me fix that? No one really took that offer, but if you do have these kind of issues in your pet project that I do not use, come to me, send me emails, I can show you how to fix your code. And yeah, I gave some tips on what to do and what not to do in Qt applications. Sorry.
So nobody came to you because Qt is really fast, right?
Do we have a Wikipedia workshop?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay. Then we had the visual design group already. Ricardo as the Wiki FM. Do you want? Oh. somebody speaking for you.
WikiFM is created for MediaWiki innovative plugins and downloading PDFs of contents, plus students creating contents, plus professors. I'm sure there's a better way to sum it up, but that's how I sum it up. It is aimed at creating and remixing textbooks and other kinds of books, beginning with course notes from both students and professors. You two should talk.
Yes.
WikiFM wants to begin hosting KDE content, but identity systems still must be integrated with WikiFM. Sysadmins are involved. It's looking pretty exciting because groups like CERN are already putting their notes for a program that they've got for training students who are headed to CERN. And that's happening. Ricardo's talking with multiple colleges per week. So right now, you can run a Docker image of the KDE development with one button click, and you're in a development. Everything runs. You can start developing just click it. So that's pretty cool. And he wants multiple Docker images and allowing download. WikiFM, the name is very descriptive, so it will change soon. And Val is making a proof of concept because he wants a short course on how to create filters, I think, for Krita. And so he will do that as soon as this vacation.
Awesome. We have frameworks and
so we had a discussion about the future releases of frameworks, basically based on the request from Collapse Systems to see if we could change the way we do things to have. You know, we release all of the frameworks with the same version number and they all depend on each other every month. So the discussion was what exactly is the problem, and we discussed a number of solutions. One of them was, because basically Collapse Systems has a choice between like many commercial application developers, commercial application vendors, what they do is to basically provide a copy of everything, own Qt, own KDE, everything, right? That's one solution. It doesn't really work for them. The other solution is more like being a meta distributor where you provide packages on top of existing distributions, and that's more the direction they want to go into. But to come back to what it means for frameworks, what we have decided as a good solution is basically the reason we say everything is the same version number and depends on each other is because that is what we test. So we document what we test. And what we suggest is that Collapse Systems does the same. If they want to basically have a different version of the things that they have tested, then they can have a vendor branch where they would say, we have tested this framework with this version of that framework. And basically, they would probably need that as well to backport patches. But the agreement we have is that the vendor branch would not be used for feature development like it happened in the long past, right? What we want is simply a branch where they can change the dependencies and backport stuff. But any new development should happen in master and just like with everything else.
Two more sessions. I don't quite know what I'm saying anymore. Albert, did you have a release team session? And then Kai Hufe, you had a mobile session. You're up next.
Yeah, there was no one for the release team session, so it didn't happen. I scheduled it for the week or not. Yeah, well, there was you. This is about to talk, so.
So I did a workshop I did a workshop on Qt and Android integration, so how you would receive intents like push notifications and how to draw rectangles using native Android views. It was quite intense, but I hope I could deliver some information to the attendees.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay. Last one, I think. Did we forget anyone?
Yes. We had a talk about... We had a talk about evolving KDE, and we talked a lot about what people perceive as great and not so great currently inside KDE, and how we could move forward. The outcome of the talk is that we have a small group of people who will meet tomorrow to figure out the next steps for the first part of evolving KDE, which it was finding a mission for us. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you all for day one of the workshop.